the best of the final drive sports champion. Organic. So listen, yeah. Michael White, fine.
I think I heard it best said on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Uh-huh.
He said, J. Anthony Brown said, "Don't tweet your meat."
So. So wait,
he said technology has killed the player. You don't tweet your meat, don't fax your meat.
I did not. So let me. I'm oblivious to. Well, when I first saw it, I'm the type of person I immediately go to the comments.
Right.
Immediately, because you're gonna find out what you need to find. If you don't know nothing, go to the comments.
The comments. Right.
They're gonna. So loud mouths in the comments. So one, I saw one person that said, "I stand by." Whoever let them go, right? Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 the company. And they were like, "Don't judge until you find out the facts." I stand by, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So then I was like, "Oh, that sounds fishy." Mm-hmm. So I go down to the comments. It's like, "Oh, this is nothing new. He did it to me 8 times at the job I worked with him at. He has a history."
Right.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. That was the rumors, was that.
That's what I heard, saw in the comments, right?
This was an ongoing pattern of behavior.
Yes. To the point where they called him a deviant.
Yes.
A sexual deviant.
Yeah.
End quote.
Sometimes you could tell from the mannerisms on air. But, you know, you just don't, you obviously wouldn't just
you know what's, say anything. You know what's weird? I had just watched the documentary on Jared, the Subway guy.
So you're a predator as well.
Yes. Yeah. And similarities, when you look at them, you don't see predator.
Right.
If anything, they would look like they were prey.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
If that makes sense. Well, so, I don't know. That's heavy, dude.
Yeah, it is. He was popular. I mean, he was probably the most popular news weather guy in the city.
He actually put out on social media that he was in need of a job. He said it hit him by mistake. By broad side of me.
Well, that's going to have to come in another city.
Because he won't get
he
no.
He won't get
no. Yeah,
yeah,
even with the allegations.
Yeah, he'd have to go somewhere
else. That's what's bad. Even the allegations. Even if they.
That sucks for a man because. You know, and I'm not saying it has nothing to do with him, but even if you get accused of something, you're guilty.
Automatically.
You know, somebody's pissed off and say, "Hey, he raped me."
They're going to look guilty. At you different.
You're guilty.
Dude.
You're the rapist.
And you could be as 100% innocent.
Right.
Yeah. We might need to put that.
All right. Well, this is the episode 11 and a half. I hope you enjoyed. This is the best of the Final Drive Sports Jeopardy. Thank you to all our supporters. This is a compilation of segments. We hope you enjoy this special episode brought to you by On and Off the Field, a podcast with a purpose.
No, yeah, you know what? We do got some more. Liz, who's your favorite wrestler?
My favorite wrestler is Jerry the King Lawler and Ric Flair.
Okay.
I mean,
I like that.
I love the Nature Boy. Don't get me wrong. Who doesn't? Limousine riding, high flying.
Come on now.
Come on, baby. Ooh,
and I'm having a hard time keeping these gators down. And I'm having a hard time keeping these. Woo!
So, you know, what else could you not like about that, you know? But Jerry Lawler was a hometown Memphis favorite, you know, like Jack Purtle Chicken, man. Finger licking all the way, Jerry Lawler.
Hey, who you got? Biden versus Trump. Who win it?
I'm going with Biden. I mean, there's no real choice, you know. You want cottage cheese or sour cream? I mean,
what would you do your first week of president if you were president?
I let all the black people be white.
Oh, snap! Oh, my goodness!
They throw me right.
It's over. It's over with. Ooh. All right, I got one for you. Listen, where were you, and it's kind of a nostalgia one. Where were you when Dr. King was assassinated?
I was at home. I remember because my mama came in there crying.
Really?
I remember the exact words she said. What are we going to do now?
Do you mind asking me how old you were?
I know. I was in the eighth grade.
Okay.
And I can 68, tell you, I was in eighth grade because, so that means I was about 13.
Mm-hmm.
My mom took my brother and my sister to Atlanta to view his body lying in state.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I just remember standing in that long line, and I remember he was laying up there, and you could see his whole body. They had like a glass top.
I saw that picture.
They put the glass top on it.
I
thought that was weird because, you know, I hadn't seen that many deceased people before, but I knew I never saw their feet, you know. Wow. But casket came up to, you know, their waist. And I just thought it was odd that the casket, I remember those black shiny shoes. And later on in my adult life, I went to the Martin Luther King Center. And, you know, a museum, you can see a lot of his artifacts. And I saw those same shoes in that case.
Oh, wow.
I saw one of his suits in those same shoes. I know they had to be those same shoes.
Wow.
They don't bury people in shoes anyway.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly where I was.
Off the field side, any advice you would give, you know, up and coming, you know, young ladies as yourself? You look at them and you can see yourself in the mirror, like you're looking in a mirror. Any advice?
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of young ladies that play the game and love the game. First thing I would tell them that if you love the game of basketball, you got to be passionate about it, and you got to be intentional in your work ethic. Mm. And I don't know, you got to work harder than others. I mean, you got to spend more time in the gym. And if that is your passion, I always said, and I always been told, if you find your passion, then you'll find your purpose in life.
Wow.
That's facts.
Coach.
And right. So here's a tongue twister.
Right.
And you just have to repeat after me.
All right.
And we'll see how far you can go.
Hold on. Let me get a sip of water, bro. Okay. Hold on. Mm-hmm.
So basically, I'll say one fat hen, and then you say one fat hen.
Okay.
Then I'll say couple of ducks.
All right.
And you'll say one fat hen, couple of ducks.
Okay.
See how that goes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you ready?
Gotcha.
Okay. One fat hen.
One fat hen.
Couple of ducks.
One fat hen, couple of ducks.
Three black bears.
One fat hen, couple of ducks, three black bears.
Four fat, fickle females. Fiddling, fiddling, fudge. You want me to do it again?
Four fat, fickle females, fiddling fudge.
That's correct, but you gotta start from the beginning.
Okay.
So I'll say it again. Four fat, fickle females, fiddling, fiddling fudge.
All right. Now, one, remind me of what it was again. I forgot, dude. One what?
One fat hen.
One fat hen. Two.
Couple of ducks.
Couple of ducks.
Three black bears.
Four fat.
Fickle.
Females.
Fiddling fudge. You ready for five?
Yes.
Five simple Simons sitting on a stoop.
Dude, I can't remember all that. One. I don't remember, dude. You got me.
So you got up to four. I got up to four.
Okay, that was good.
You got up to four.
I got one for you.
All right.
I'm going to say it first, and then you say it right after me.
Mm-hmm.
One smart fellow felt smart. Two smart fellows felt smart. Three smart fellows felt smart. Four smart fellows felt smart, and they all felt smart together. One smart fellow felt smart.
One smart fellows felt smart.
Two smart fellow felt smart.
Two smart fellows felt smart.
Three smart fellows smelled smart. They smell smart. Get to four. Do four.
Four smart smellows smell.
Smart.
Oh no, that was a right.
One smart fellow felt smart. Two smart fellows felt smart. Three smart fellows felt smart. Four smart fellows felt smart. And they all felt smart together. Dude.
One fat hen, couple of ducks, three brown bears. No, three black bears, four fat fickle females, fiddling, filling, fudge. Five simple Simons sitting on a stoop. Six symbiote sailors sailing to seven seas on a serpent. Seven. Oh, wow.
Dude, oh. I can't remember.
Oh, no, I got it wrong. Six sensational Steeler Super Bowl Sundays. Seven Sinbad sailors, seven to seven seas on a serpent.
Oh!
Eight egotistical egoists echoing egotistical echoes. Nine new Neblons nibbling. That's nuts, nicotine.
Come on.
10. I never was a fig plucker nor a fig plucker's son, but I'll pluck figs till the fig plucker comes.
Oh! That was hard.
Ooh!
Give me your favorite HBCU band and your favorite HBCU stadium where you tailgated and your experience. Give it to me. Give it to us.
Uh-oh. I'm going to give you Atlanta A&T.
Atlanta A&T? Really?
Yeah, man. I'm kidding with you. That's the fictional band from Drumline.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Atlanta A&T. Who you got, though? Who you got, T?
I'm going to go with the Sonic Boom of the South, simply because they were down here most of the time during the parades. They have always had that name and have established an excellence in everything that they've done thus far.
So, you had a good tailgating experience with them? You had a good tailgating experience with them too?
I have not tailgated with them a whole lot. Actually, the tailgating experience that I had was at Mississippi State.
Okay.
It's wild. But yeah, Mississippi State, Starkville? Man. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That tailgating experience out there was something different.
I went last year.
Did you?
Yeah, when they played Texas A&M.
How was it?
It was incredible.
The tailgating experience?
Yes.
Did you go in the game?
I went with some FedEx pilots. I went to the game, too.
You went inside?
Yeah. Sat by behind the bench.
Is it like a really electric
dance? It is. Cowbells.
Oh,
everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Mississippi State with the cowbells.
Cowbells.
Oh, man.
Did it drive you crazy?
Nah, it was kind of cool. It was kind of cool.
Wow. All right.
So check it out. T, you leave the hospital after breaking your ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, you got to catch the bus home. When you get on the bus, there's one seat left. You manage to sit down, but now it's standing room only. At the next stop, Rosa Parks walks on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I get up and give up my seat, and I fight any damn body else that's still sitting there.
I knew you were going to do that.
One ankle and all. Now you're going to have to come on with this.
Hey, you know,
ain't nowhere in the world.
Hey, Coach, you know, he nicknamed himself a silverback. He nicknamed he calls himself a silverback.
Oh no.
He's huge. He's six dude. How tall are you, T?
6'3", 282.
Ooh. He's huge, bro.
Did you mentioned something a while back about you rather spend
I'd rather spend my whole life believing that God is real and I die and find out that he's not, I have lost nothing. But if you spend your whole life acting like God is not real and you die and find out he's real, you lost everything.
Say that one more time. Yoda, please say that. We're going to end Yoda on this. This is what I was trying to get out for him. Tell me that one more time. Yoda, please tell
him. I would rather spend my whole life believing God is real and die and find out that he's not. I haven't lost anything. Rather than spending my whole life believing God is not real, only to die and find out that he's real, then I lose forever. Yes.
On to the next. What's the dumbest thing you ever did in high school?
Oh, man. The dumbest thing I ever did in high school was I had an orgy at look how you looking, dude.
You shot the shit out of me, man.
wasn't expecting you to say that right away.
Okay. Okay, wait a minute.
You saw my eyes, didn't you? My eyes. Right. Y'all listeners, so my eyes were as big as flying saucers when you said right, it. It so caught me off guard.
All right, so.
Let me get some water on that.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry. So listen, listen. All right. Let me explain what happened. All right. Maybe I shouldn't have just started.
What's the question
like
again,
that.
Man?
What's the dumbest thing you did in high school? So
you said orgy,
I had
though.
An orgy, yeah. So I had it. I skipped. Does this count? Skipping school? Does it?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I skipped school and took a group of people with me and had an orgy at my dad's, my pop's apartment. And after the orgy, I stole his 30-30 rifle, went back to the high school, and we shot it, and the police came up, I broke the rifle. I took the 30-30 back to his apartment, put it up back like it was broke.
Damn.
Boy, it made my Catholic school education look so lame.
So I'm just telling you what I did, right?
Yeah.
So after I did all of that, I'm thinking my dad ain't gonna realize that the rifle, it's an expensive 30-30. You know, a 30-30
right,
Winchester.
You're right.
Plus the police pull up. Plus he get reports that it's sounds of somebody being raped up in the apartment. And it's where we are. And then, it's like 12 of us in there, like in the closets, on the bed, on the floor, in the bathroom, the tub.
God damn.
And so my dad calls me and curses me out, dude. After he found out everything, he got the report of somebody being raped. They saying investigating that. And I never forget, I don't want to say her name. But this chick had to go and tell them that, no, they weren't raping me. She actually had to say, yeah, you know, we were drinking, smoking, that was what. She was just got drunk. It's kind of, you know how they flip out screaming? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, that's the dumbest thing I did. Dude.
At first, I was like, you took some girls to your house. And I'm like, okay, how is that the dumbest thing you ever did in high school?
No.
But yeah, you went off the deep end.
Yes.
Yeah.
And came back.
Did you do that?
Came back to the campus. I don't know why we came back. We came back, dude. You know what I think?
Were you threatening somebody?
No, let me be honest. Let me tell you why I came back. I was trying to show out. I wanted everybody to know, you know, that we had just had an orgy.
Mm.
We was drinking and smoking, had just had an orgy, and that I was down enough to have a gun. So I came back. That's why I came back. And I wanted them to see me with all the, because he was like a whole group of us. And the female that I was with just had this.
What was the consequences? Did you get suspended, I'm assuming?
Well, we got in trouble. We got suspended.
Right.
But it was with my pops, though. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the dumbest thing
I understand.
So I guess, what's the dumbest thing you did?
So I'm a probably one in 1A. 1A is I just didn't take it seriously.
Okay.
I think high school could have been
I needed that. I should have said that too.
Could have been a springboard to many different things.
That's a whole nother.
Yeah, but you know, that's another subject. Okay. But there was one story where I was a junior,
mm-hmm.
and so we were a city team, and so we had to play these teams, or we had to go these long bus rides.
Right.
And so we had one idea. We had some, you know, Bartles and James wine coolers, and so we were drinking those on the back of the bus on the way home from the games. So that was our routine. But the thing is, I'm the captain.
Right.
it's on my watch.
Right.
You know, and they're doing it because I'm doing it.
Right.
And so then you have, instead of, we had a short game playing this local team, mm-hmm. Cedar Grove. It's a bunch of Italian neighborhood, pretty much. And
gotcha.
Short ride.
Okay.
We don't need to drink to go around the corner.
Gotcha.
We drank to go around the corner.
No.
My homeboy dropped a bottle. It rolled all the way from the back of the bus to the front of the bus. Oh, coach's foot. Hit the coach's foot. Bottles and James juice all up on the bus.
Did they? What happened?
Coach was pissed.
What was the outcome?
Oh, I lost my captainship for one.
Did you ever get it back?
Not that year, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that year.
Did that bother you?
At the time.
Hindsight,
no. In hindsight, yes. Right. But at the time, no. I was off the field then. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, I was making some off the field choices.
Right. Then, wow, that goes so perfect, man. You just give us your answer, okay?
All right.
Here go the first one. Say if you're getting on a plane, you're getting on the airplane, right? And when you get on the plane, you notice that one of the pilots is a Viagra graduate. You going to get on the plane still, or you going to have to get off? Because I know Blunt and Viagra, you know, they you still going to trust that Viagra pilot to get you there?
With a parachute.
So you are asked to speak at a roast for charity. During your speech, Will Smith walks up and smacks you across the face. What happens next?
I punch him out.
That's a simple answer, right? All right.
I don't think I'm going to turn the other cheek.
So, what if the 1970s sitcom Three's Company was remade into a 2024 version? Describe the current society norms which will show up on the show. Describe the characters.
All right. So, Three's Company, you had Jack Tripper.
So, what would he be? Would he play like he was gay?
I was going to say that.
He wouldn't be gay. He wouldn't be gay.
Because
he's
living with two.
He would be hot
female.
He would
be a blonde and a brunette.
I think they would be in a poly relationship.
Ooh, that's a good answer, man.
I think so, too.
I think they'd be in a poly relationship.
I think they would agree the fact that, hey, it's no hoes bar with us three. Right. This three.
Right.
And I think it would be exclusive.
Right.
I don't think it would go beyond the apartment as far. You know what I mean?
No. I do think Chrissy would be in the professional business, though. Mm-hmm. Like maybe like a porn star or something like that.
I agree.
I could see that.
You know what else?
I see Mr. Furley being a dirty old man.
I was
going
to bring up Mr. Furley.
Being like a dirty old man.
Right. Knowing that they were doing it and trying to get in on it.
Peeping in the window.
But they're not letting him in.
Larry is gay. He bisexual. Larry's bisexual. He would be bi.
Wow. Hey, did they ever shoot a lot of those in of those episodes outside that apartment?
The Regal Beagle.
This was the Regal Beagle. Yep, at the Regal Beagle.
Regal Beagle.
Whenever they went there.
Right.
Okay, that was good. Yeah. Wow. Man, that was a good. So that was good. So, all right, red flags. Here we go. What? Oh, man, bro. You got. You got to warn me. Red flags. All right. What? This is not me, y'all. This is my. What if Michael Jackson showed up to babysit your 10-year-old son? I got my answer. I'll tell him to beat it. Because they look off the wall.
Off the wall.
Oh my goodness.
That would be a red flag.
That would be
up.
A red flag, dude. What did Cat Williams say his son would say? Mr. Jackson. I'm a buyer, Mr. Jackson. All right, go ahead.
New segment, playing some games.
All right.
We're going to play a game of pig.
Pig?
Like pig. So you get a letter every time you get it wrong.
Oh, man.
What's the cap? We got to ask capitals.
I'm going to get a haul quick, bro. Go ahead.
Capitals. U.S. Capitals.
You already got me. I'm done.
What's the capital of Alabama?
Selma.
What?
I mean, Montgomery.
Oh, you getting Montgomery. That's a P.
Montgomery.
Lord have mercy.
Montgomery.
This is Lord have mercy.
Montgomery.
Did she just say Selma?
The movie Selma got me for a second. I felt righteous. I saw the bridge. I saw the bridge.
You were holding on.
Yeah, I saw the bridge going across the bridge.
Sheriff was coming.
I said, Selma, Montgomery. We need to change the capital. We marched to Selma.
You done had civil rights flashbacks.
Montgomery, bro.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Pet peeves.
Dude, we got some pet peeves.
We got some.
We brought this one up, too.
When you're behind someone in a grocery line that doesn't know how to operate their debit or credit card. I mean, how hard is it to pay for your groceries?
It's frustrating when you get behind somebody like that, right? It is. And I've told you on the phone, like, how pissed it gets.
Yeah.
And then I start complaining, and then the Lord tapped me on the shoulder. You know, they old or something. You know, you can't get mad at somebody.
You can't get mad, but
the older
it's,
generation, that they're not tech savvy. My mom, she's slow with that.
I get it. I mean, I was patient. I just
was it an older person?
Yes.
Yeah. See, how did I know?
He looked like he had on his great uncle's outfit too.
Was he the old dude
He looked like a character Martin would play, like Otis. Remember, you know,
yeah,
Otis.
He looked like, he really was old, bro.
Yeah, he was, and he had a split payment too. He had two cards, so he messed up on both cards.
Hey, so look, did y'all make noise that you smack your teeth? You know what I do? I jingle my keys to make the person know somebody behind.
You can hear the lady in the back. She was calling for Jesus.
She was?
She was calling.
What'd she say?
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Another card. My God.
Was she unseasoned chicken?
Yes.
So, I see the chicken complaining. All right. This has been On and Off the Field Sports Podcasting with a Purpose. We got your On the Field coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation.
This is your boy Mr. You Better Live, a.k.a. Coach. We back. You know what we're doing, Coach. It's been another awesome episode.
Yes, it is.
We out of here.
We out. Peace.